This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The government has convened an all-party meeting on Sunday ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both houses of parliament. The monsoon session will be held from the 21st of this month to the 21st of next month. During the session, several important legislation are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage. Chief of Defence Staff CDS General Anil Chauhan today said Indian Armed Forces successfully neutralised unarmed drones and loitering munitions used by Pakistan during the recent Operation Sindoor. General Chauhan was addressing a workshop on unmanned aerial vehicle and counter UAS indigenization in New Delhi. He called for self-reliance by India for developing the defence weaponry systems and stressed on reducing countries' dependence on foreign technology as it weakens their preparedness.
Operation Sindoor has showed us as to why indigenously developed counter-UAS systems built for our terrain and our needs are crucial. We cannot rely on imported niche technology that are crucial for our offensive and defensive missions. We must invent and build, safeguard ourselves. Dependence on foreign technologies weakens our preparedness, limits our ability to scale up production, results in shortfall of critical spares for sustenance and round-the-clock availability.
The Indian Embassy in Iran has urged Indian nationals to avoid non-essential travel to Iran. The travel advisory has been issued amid rising security concerns in the region over the past several weeks. In a social media post, the embassy advised Indian nationals to carefully consider the evolving situation before undertaking non-essential travel to Iran. Global Terror Financing Watchdog Financial Action Task Force, or FATF, has underlined the potential threats where money can be misused in a rapidly digitalizing world. The FATF said money can be misused to support terrorism, hide illegal earnings, or fund activities that can harm global peace. It highlighted that to protect the world's financial systems, FATF works with countries around the globe. The FATF also highlighted its two reports published in June and July this year named Complex Proliferation Financing and Sanctions Evasion Schemes and Comprehensive Update on Terrorist Financing Risks. A 24-member delegation of young leaders from 14 political parties of Sri Lanka today called on Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri in New Delhi. During the meeting, Foreign Secretary emphasized their valuable role in deepening the India-Sri Lanka partnership as stakeholders in its future roadmap. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said the delegation of young political leaders began their two-week-long program in India today. New Delhi has called on Dhaka to reconsider its decision to demolish the ancestral property of noted filmmaker Satyajit Ray. India also offered help to preserve the iconic building as it symbolizes Bangla cultural renaissance. The iconic and landmark building belonged to Satyajit Ray's grandfather and renowned literator Upendra Kishore Ray Chaudhary. In Jharkhand, a fierce encounter is underway between the security forces and the Naxalites in the Kashi Tarn forest of Lugu Hills in Bokaro district. A soldier of the Cobra Battalion lost his life in the encounter. According to sources, hardcore Naxalite Kumar Maji, carrying a reward of 25 lakh rupees, has been killed in the gunfight. India has strongly reiterated its commitment to ensuring justice for crimes committed against UN peacekeepers, calling accountability a strategic necessity for the success of global peacekeeping missions. Speaking at a high-level UN meeting of the Group of Friends for Promoting Accountability, India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador P. Harish, said peacemakers face serious threats while serving in dangerous areas, yet most crimes against them go unpunished. In women's cricket, India will face hosts England in the first ODI of the three-match series at Southampton this evening. The match will begin at 5:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Harmanpreet Kaur-led side is entering the 50-over format with confidence after sealing their five-match T20 international series 2-3-2. And that is the end of this news bulletin.